Now, as I've mentioned, we do have the pleasure of chatting to Deputy Mayor Alderman Eddie Andrews, and he's going to be sharing, of course, his testimonial appeal. Now, beyond his current role as Deputy Mayor of Cape Town, which he has held since November 2021, Alderman Andrews is also a former Springbok rugby player who understands the power of teamwork both on the field and in the community. As a dedicated public servant, he recognizes the vital role that community radio plays in connecting people, sharing essential information, and of course, strengthening local communities. Now, as mentioned, we're going to be talking about the value, I think, of government partnerships within community radio stations like CCFM, and also why it's important for you, the listener, to support us in continuing to serve and uplift our community. Mr. Eddie, hoe gaan het?
Dit gaan baie goed vanmiddag en met julle.
Nee, ons is goed. We're excited. I said belated Friday.
I heard that. I thought maybe just a saying that goes around in a Friday afternoon.
But I love it.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Is that what musies say on a Friday afternoon?
Exactly. When in Rome.
Exactly.
Now I want to talk to you. I mean, before we get into the conversation, has it been a good week on your side?
It has. Mm-hmm. It's been an amazing week. I spent some time abroad last week. I returned home Saturday. And just to be home in the most beautiful city in the world.
Come on.
And just to put your shoulder to the wheel to effect real change. It's amazing. It's a purpose that I love. I really love it. And it's the end of the working week, but there's still some stuff to do over the weekend.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Now, we've got so much to talk about, Mr. Eddie, sir. And I want to just start off by the most important thing. I think maybe share with us why you believe that community radio stations like CCFM are essential, not just to local governance, but also to public service.
I'm going to, before I answer that, you mentioned earlier on the soft ask.
Yes.
Soft, help me understand that, because I thought we're still going 100 miles an hour here. What does this mean, soft?
We can if you want us to.
It's soft because we're sitting down.
Yes.
Okay, and you've got this beautiful view as well.
We were standing the whole week.
Yeah, for 3 hours. Right? Yes. 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, 3 hours.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So what she means by soft is it's less target-driven. Mm. Okay. We just share based on your experience, you know, your journey. Yes. So basically your testimony, you know, with CCFM then impacts our listeners. Mm. And through that, they are then led to also say, you know what, because of Brother Eddie, I will sow into the work of CCFM. You'll correct me if I missed anything.
No, spot on, spot on. And I think, again, coming back to even the first question, I think it's also important to hear again from your side really why this partnership is so important, particularly within community radio stations.
I think as government, we recognize that we need the whole of society approach. Radio stations like CCFM, you're able to reach individuals and organizations and other fora that we will never be able to reach. The reality is our corporate comms department is designed to issue a media release, and yourselves as mainstream media, you would receive that. But how does someone in an informal settlement on the Cape Flats, how would they receive that? And I think that is important. I mean, sometimes we also have to ask ourselves how we engage with our stakeholders. And some, you know, some areas you have radio, some areas print media, and certain pockets of the city loud hailing. So we definitely need to understand the means of communication with our constituents and how we can reach them in the language that they not just hear what we are saying, but most importantly, that they understand what we are saying.
Yeah.
And that is why community radio stations like CCFM is so important. That's just from a government perspective. But I think also, you know, the reality is Jesus had 12 disciples.
Yes.
Many hands made like work.
Yeah.
And I think with an organization like yourselves, you are able to help lift the load.
Yeah.
And just preparing for this often, I was thinking of, I mean, I spent most of my life growing up in the Cape Flats in Mitchell's Plain. Mm. And I used to bring my daughter to school. My daughters, or three kids, actually, and my son. Yeah. There are three of them. Mm. Hope they're not listening. I know there are three of you. And I know your ages as well. and all of your birthdays as well.
Tick, tick, tick.
Tick, 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 tick. And I remember driving home from, and so you had Focus on the Family between 8 o'clock and half past 8.
Yes.
Right? And then I drove home one day. And as I was driving home back to Mitchell's Plain, I was crying.
Sure.
And I was literally crying in the car. And I got home, my wife looked at me all funny, and I explained to her. And that was a, I've listened to lots, probably hundreds of podcasts on Focus on the Family. But that day, they were focusing on kids that are orphaned, kids that are living on the street. And there was a young lady, I have no idea what, I can't recall what her name was. All I know that she had a younger brother.
Yeah.
And they woke up one day and something was just sort of painful in her foot. And she was trying to understand what that is. And of course, they were living on the street. And then she realized that they were, you know, were being eaten by rats as they were laying in the corridor. Mm. And she was sharing her testimony, how God took her from that pit, if you will, and now placing her in her palace with her family for both her and her brother. And the program was focusing on adoption.
Mm.
And by then, of course, we had three kids. And I shared with my wife, I said, Jackie, my wife's name is Jackie.
Yeah.
I've been married to one woman for the past 25 years.
Glory to God.
Come on.
And and I shared with her the story. And I said, Jackie, I don't know when.
Yeah.
But I know sometime in the future, you know, our hearts and our homes as we open to kids that need that sort of assistance, love and care, whatever it might be, a meal or place to stay or some other resources we're able to offer. And if at some stage it leads to adoption, then I'm open for that. I don't know when that's going to be, but I am just overwhelmed with the desire to actually just help where I can possibly help.
Yeah.
And so I would never have known that.
Sure.
If it was not for Radio CCFM, if it was not for the Focus on the Family podcast, and for the longest while, of course, we as a family, we also contribute towards programs like Focus on the Family and also to your organization as well. And I think that's the proposition value. It's just one moment in time that can shift your perspective on life
and
burden you to ask yourself, what do I have and how can I utilize that platform that I can to the best of my ability to manipulate and exploit for the extension of His kingdom.
Sure. Beautiful. Sure. I could not have said that better. Like, let's wrap up the interview at this point. But you mentioned some wisdom there, Eddie. And speaking about wisdom, I also just want to touch on, I think, something very important. When we think communities and we think government, very often we know that there is some sort of gap.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to talk to you about how you have managed to bridge that gap in partnership with a community radio station like CCF and what that has looked like.
I think to form that partnership, to understand where there are overlapping areas and to add value to that.
Yeah.
We really have been fortunate to be conversationing for a while now with Wesley George, and also before his time, a friend of mine is also in council. He was also presenter, Elton Janssen as well. Mm. And to understand where there are overlapping areas and how can we add value.
Mm,
whether it be when you host an event for women or men or whatever, saying how can we add value as government? And often it starts with just sort of education and awareness.
Right.
I think that is important. You know, the reason why I stepped into politics about 14 years ago, there's a quote that John Maxwell reminds us often, that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm.
And I think it's important that we understand that. And that really drives my every being in the public sector because, you know, you get the tertiary qualification, the MBWA, Masters of Business, and you also get the MBWA, management by walking around.
Right.
Okay.
And I think that is important. So to collaborate, understanding where those overlapping areas are, how do you add value to that in terms of scaling that? But also equally important, how do you engage with those who are still very much socially vulnerable?
Absolutely.
Because I think that's important.
Yeah.
And government would never be able to do it by ourselves. We need these partnerships. We need these very important conversations because somebody needs to hear the news. Somebody needs to know there's a door that you can knock on, whether it be a prayer request here that you guys offer the prayer line, or whether it just be listening to a song.
Yeah.
Mm. How many times have we been in the car and the radio's on and you hear the song and you just cry and you don't know what's happening?
Yeah.
So that's the importance of the partnerships and those opportunities that we've in the past, and look forward to still collaborating with organizations such as yourselves.
Mm. We've got Alderman Eddie Andrews in studio, and such an interesting conversation. And much like he has mentioned, Why won't you partner with us? And of course, send through the word pledge to 061-798-1075.
The chorus is still
going. Chorus is still going.
Deputy Mayor, I think this would be the last question, but I think it would be one that our listeners would really appreciate coming from you. As we encourage listeners to support CCFM during Share-a-thon, what message would you like to share about the value of giving and how it helps strengthen partnerships that benefit the entire community?
The shared future requires shared resources.
Come on.
It requires shared knowledge, and of course, it requires shared finances.
Yeah.
All of us don't need to start our own radio station.
Yeah.
There's an existing wheel. There's a
Come
kingdom
on.
Approach here as well. And understand where you fit in that and then fulfill that to the best of your
Come
ability.
Sure.
And not be forgetting what Galatians speaks about, not growing weary in
Come
doing
on.
Good. Because I don't need to speak to someone from behind a microphone in the middle of the night, you know, if I'm that sort of broadcast host for the evening. Mm. But I can contribute so that the business keep on giving, that you are sustainable. And that is what I want to say. If you are an individual, whether it's 50 Rand or 100 Rand or 1,000 Rand,
yeah.
it is the heart, but that you keep on giving. Give what you can give.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you're giving into God's kingdom, and God will overwhelm you with that, with His faithfulness. And also, if you're a business, I mean, definitely you have a bit more resources, right, than an individual. Ask yourself, how can I actually, whether it's a package on your program in terms of advertising the business, whether it be just, you know, committing to a monthly debit order, commit to something that you keep on giving, and every bit helps.
Yeah.
I think that is the most important. Don't think of the a big amount. Think of what you can give.
Yay.
Because that's how you arrived at 500.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it here in the studio. 545,000, 302,001. Sin. God bless that person.
In half a day.
In half a day.
Thank you.
God
so,
is good.
So we all can do what we can do.
Yeah.
We don't have to reinvent the wheel,
right.
but just fulfill what you've been burdened
yeah.
with.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I love that so much. And I just want to let you know, Deputy Mayor, that there's a thing that we do here in studio. It's only done on the drive, where when a word is so good, I literally take off my shoe and I throw it.
Virtually.
At who? Someone? Or
the person giving the word.
But because of the grace and the covering, it never hurts anybody. It never hurts anybody. That was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And thank you once again for taking time to not just join us, but in person, sit across us and share this. We know your schedule. Mm. We know you're busy. You could have been anywhere, but you are here. But thank you so much for your partnership with CCFM. Thank you for your heart for CCFM.
Yes.
And when we are led by leaders by you, we are. Our future is bright.
Yeah.
Our future is bright. Thank you so much for your heart.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Thanks. There you have it. That was, of course, Deputy Mayor Alderman Eddie Andrews.